William Morrow and Harper Audio present Just Imagine by Susan Elizabeth Phillips, performed by Christine McMurdo Wallace.
Part 1. A Stable Boy. When duty whispers low, "Thou must," the youth replies, "I can." Ralph Waldo Emerson, Voluntaries 3. Chapter 1. The old street vendor noticed him at once, for the boy was out of place in the crowd of well-dressed stockbrokers and bankers who thronged the streets of Lower Manhattan. Cropped black hair that might have held a hint of curl had it been clean, stuck out in spikes from beneath the brim of a battered felt hat. A patched shirt unbuttoned at the neck, perhaps in deference to the early July heat, covered narrow, fragile shoulders, while a strap of leather harness held up a pair of greasy, oversized breeches. The boy wore black boots that seemed too big for one so small, and he held an oblong bundle in the crook of his arm. The street vendor leaned against a pushcart filled with trays of pastries and watched the boy shove his way through the crowd as if it were an enemy to be conquered. The old man saw things others missed, and something about the boy caught his imagination.
"You there, ragazzo. I got the pastry for you. Light as the kiss of an angel. Vieni qui."
The lad jerked up his head, then gazed longingly at the trays of confections the old man's wife made fresh each day. The peddler could almost hear him counting the pennies concealed in the bundle he clutched so protectively.
"Come, ragazzo. It is my gift to you."
He held up a fat apple tart.
"The gift of an old man to a new arrival in this, the most important city in the world."
The boy stuck a defiant thumb into the waistband of his trousers and approached the cart.
"Just what makes you reckon I'm a new arrival?"
His accent was as thick as the smell of Carolina jasmine blowing across a cotton field, and the old man concealed a smile.
"Perhaps it is only a silly fancy, eh?"
The boy shrugged and kicked at some litter in the gutter. "I'm not saying I am, and I'm not saying I'm not." He punched a grimy finger in the direction of the tart. "How much you want for that?"
"Did I not say it was a gift?"
The boy considered this, then gave a short nod and held out his hand. "Thank you kindly." As he took the bun, two businessmen in frock coats and tall beaver hats came up to the cart. The boy's gaze swept contemptuously over their gold watch fobs, rolled umbrellas, and polished black shoes. "Damn fool Yankees," he muttered. The men were engaged in conversation and didn't hear, but as soon as they left, the old man frowned.
"I think this a city of mine is not a good place for you, eh? It has only been 3 months since the war is over. Our presidenta is dead. Tempers are still high."
The boy settled on the edge of the curb to consume the tart.
"I didn't hold much with Mr. Lincoln. I thought he was puerile."
"Puerile? Madre de Dio. What does this word mean?"
"Foolish like a child."
"And where does a boy like you learn such a word?"
The boy shaded his eyes from the late afternoon sun and squinted at the old man.
"Reading books is my avocation. I learned that particular word from Mr. Ralph Waldo Emerson. I'm an admirer of Mr. Emerson."
He began nibbling delicately around the edge of his tart.
"Course, I didn't know he was a Yankee when I started to read his essays. I was mad as skunk piss when I found out. By then it was too late, though. I was already a disciple."
This Mr. Emerson, what does he say that is so special?"
A fleck of apple clung to the tip of the boy's grimy index finger, and he flicked it with a small pink tongue.
"He talks about character and self-reliance. I reckon self-reliance is the most important attribute a person can have, don't you?"
"Faith in God. That is the most important."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?